Always good to chat with Rick Limpert. You can catch him on Twitter, Rick Roswell, the handle. WirelessWednesday.live is where you can find Rick online, one of the many places you can find Rick. And we're approaching Black Friday, Rick, and this is a day that has changed quite a bit because a lot of people shop online. Does Black Friday still pack the same retail punch that it used to, or has a lot of it moved online?
I think it still does, Sully, but I think the sales have moved up earlier, so everybody's trying to get a jump on the competition. So a lot of retailers, online retailers especially, have been advertising their same Black Friday deals, this weekend or even last week. So that's all good for consumers, I think.
Absolutely. When people are hungry to sell, that means it's a buyer's market, and that is a wonderful place to be. But I don't think that a wonderful place to be is queued up outside of a mall at midnight on Thanksgiving night waiting for the doors to open for a Black Friday shopping frenzy where people can get mowed over. Are you a big fan of that?
Well, that's one of my guilty pleasures, Sully. I'm glad you mentioned it. Are the YouTube videos that come out the day after Black Friday of all the nonsense, the pushing, the shoving, the throwing of TVs, people, when they wait in lines that long, they tend to lose patience and lose their sanity a little bit. So I wish everybody safety, and I hope everybody behaves, but it's inevitable. On Saturday, the day after Black Friday, we'll be inundated with all the crazy videos that happened in the stores.
Indeed, we will. And as we chat, let's jump right into it. Some of the things that we might see in stores or online, and televisions have gotten bigger and better, and the prices have gone down significantly. Talk about this incredible deal from Element, a 55-inch television that's just absolutely amazing.
So, yeah, here's a Target deal. And so these TVs, a few years ago, a handful of years ago, were in the over $1,000 to $2,000 range. And now a 55-inch smart TV HD for $199. I know it's a doorbuster. You're going to have to get there early or somehow get online early to get this deal. But still an incredible price. And this just shows how far we've come with these great TVs. I mean, there's not really a bad TV made now, and this is a really decent one that you can get for under $200. So no excuse really not to have one of these HD TVs in every room of your house.
It is incredible. And tablet technology is increasing, too, and prices are coming down on that as well. Maybe not with some brands, but Amazon has their Kindle 8-inch tablet at a really incredible deal at Best Buy right now.
So again, these were in the $200 to $300 range, and these are even better now than the older ones. So Amazon runs these Kindle deals not very often, but they'll have one Black Friday, and under $50. This is their most popular model. This is the one that acts as a tablet and a book reader. So I don't know how you feel about tablets, Sully, and book readers. I don't know if you're bringing one along on your trip you're taking, but these are invaluable for passing time and for people, families that have kids. Kids love these things as well.
All right, next up, let's see if we can get a little healthy here. The Kitch Go for just $65. What comes in this package?
So this is a little pouch, Sully, a 2-pound pouch you can carry around. You can carry this over to Amsterdam with you if you wanted to work out. But it's everything you need to get a balanced workout all in this little bag you carry around. So the balls that you use, the resistance balls, the yoga mats, other little pads and such, and also you get the access to the 20 videos that show you how to use all the items in this little pouch. So that's the number one excuse for people why they can't work out is I don't have any place to do it or I don't have any time to do it, and carrying around this little bag eliminates those two detractions to why you won't exercise. So great for people looking to get fit over the holidays or in the new year. I love this item, and $65, you can't beat it.
It comes with an inflatable Pilates core ball with inflation device. That's pretty cool. Maybe that could help you in some roadside assistance situations as well. But it also includes a jump rope, Rick, and that begs the question, when has the last time that you used a jump rope?
I'm trying to remember back to my high school or college years. So I did take a few fitness classes years ago here in the Atlanta area. I can't remember if jump roping was part of it or not, but I did used to with my tennis playing. That was some of the cross training they had to do was jump roping. I did have to do that back in high school, college age time.
I haven't used a jump rope in quite some time, but I have done some squats and burpees recently, and some of them have actually been successful.
This might be the perfect, the Kitschko might be the perfect chance for you, Sully, to reinvent yourself now that you got to start. This is will help continue your progress.
Well, as we talk right now on a Saturday, the weather is actually pretty good in Atlanta. It's going to be in the 60s. Finally, good to see the sun. This is something that we could have used earlier in the week, the Weatherman umbrella. This is your favorite umbrella, Rick? That's a strong word to attach to a product for you.
Well, it is my favorite umbrella. But this isn't something I could have used earlier in the week, Sully. This is something I did use earlier in the week. So I have a Weatherman umbrella, and I love it. So this is a really quality umbrella. If you watch Fox News on the weekends, Rick Reimuth, the meteorologist on Fox News Channel, he's the inventor of this. A really nice, sturdy handle and sturdy construction. I've used this umbrella. They did a demo with the media. Held it in a wind tunnel, blowing on you. The thing does not break or lose its shape. It can hold up to, they say, at least 55, 60 mile an hour winds. I tend to think it might be more than that. And just a quality umbrella. Also has a Bluetooth chip in it. When you connect it to the app, if you lose your umbrella, it'll tell you where it is. So a lot going on here with this Weatherman umbrella.
Look online for that, weatherumbrella.com. Three different styles, and they start at just $59. Let's go to the golf course, or rather the indoor golf course, and practice. Impact Improver, Rick. What's going on with these people?
So again, like the Kitschko, this is a little golf pack that you can bring with you where you can work on your swing just about anywhere. So you attach this little shield, strike shield, to your golf club, and the little Velcro foam ball will, as you swing and hit it, will stick to it and show you where you're hitting the ball on the club face. We talked about this before. Again, this is one of my favorite items. They're running a great Black Friday deal. A bundle where you can get this thing for about $30 on Amazon. Amazon, if you're Prime, it's got free shipping. So kids that are maybe looking to play golf, and if you're looking, if the weather's inclement like it was this week, you can use this in your garage or your basement to work on and loosen up, get ready for your golf swing. So I absolutely love this item and a very popular one of the Amazon top recommended items, and I'm on board with it.
And for golf fashion, which we cannot get enough of, our friends at Loudmouth Golf have tons of Black Friday deals. And this might be a good site to look at if you're somebody who's interested in a Halloween costume down the road as well.
Well, funny you mention that, because a lot of the Loudmouth items do fit in with people's Halloween costume needs. So if you follow John Daly, the pro golfer, he wears Loudmouth clothes, of course. And I have a few pairs of the shorts, and they make other items as well. They make blazers and skirts and pants, and they're always coming out with unique items. I know the owner of this company, the founder, Woody, and he's always got something up his sleeve that he's devising, and I just love it. It's quality items. They look good, and they feel good. They're real comfortable, and I have a number of pair of Loudmouth shorts, Sully, that I like wearing around in the summertime.
Can't wait to see you in your Loudmouth shorts using that jump rope.
And swinging the golf club. Swinging the Impact Improver, you can use all these items, I think, at the same time. I think you're really making use of time, space, and the current dimension we live in.
Look for Rick at an open mic night soon, using all of these products all at the same time. I can't wait to see how you incorporate the Kindle 8-inch tablet into the act as well. Rick, Thanksgiving is coming up. I am always grateful, and the things that I'm thankful for the time that we get to spend each week. How will you be spending Thanksgiving, Rick?
Spending some time with my wife's family. And we'll be doing a little something at our house as well. And then I don't know if I'm going to head out at the wee hours of the morning for Black Friday to see what's going on, but just a chance kind of to regroup and recharge up. I get my busy season really coming up. So and then there's always some good football on as well. Probably. While you're checking out the wooden shoe stores and selections there in Amsterdam, I'll be here probably sitting on my couch with a remote in my hand.
I'm going to see if I can pick you up something Rembrandt or Vermeer while I'm over there.
They have those nice orange scarves that the soccer fans wear over there. That orange is really big over there in the Netherlands when it comes to sports fans, Sully.
Well, I hope you have a great Thanksgiving, Rick, and always good to chat.
My pleasure.